The all-new season of Futurama is streaming on Hulu.
That's great,
but I have to warn you, it's completely brilliant.
The interplanetary hit is back.
The very survival of Earth is at stake.
Is everybody okay? Is anybody hurt?
Nobody's okay. Everybody's hurt.
Watch the all-new season of Futurama.
That's the best damn show I ever saw.
New episodes Mondays, streaming only on Hulu.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
Welcome in for another episode of Outside the Box, one of the newest additions to the Pitcherless Podcast Network. My name is Justin Havelock. I'll be flying solo this week as my good friend and co-host Callan Ausliger is out sick, unfortunately. Speaking of people set to miss some time, we've got a lot of news to get into, so let's jump right in. Blue Jays catcher Danny Jansen fractured his right wrist this week and is set to open the season on the IL, missing at least 2 weeks. Alejandro Kirk will take over the bulk of the playing time behind the plate in the meantime. I know Callan and I talked last week about Alejandro Kirk's dominance so far in spring training. He's lost some weight over the offseason. Kirk's ADP is currently 270 on NFBC since the start of spring training, so he's definitely a player worth keeping an eye on, given that he's going so late in drafts. Behind Kirk will likely be Brian Servin. The Blue Jays brought him in over the offseason, and so far he's taken 4 games in spring training to Peyton Henry's 1. Given that Jansen won't be missing too much time, however, I'd be focusing on Alejandro Kirk and buying low on Danny Jansen where I can as well. Dodgers catcher Will Smith was scratched on Wednesday with lower back tightness, but is currently day-to-day, and this isn't slated to be a serious injury. On a similar note, Bryce Harper hasn't played since Thursday, also experiencing some back tightness himself. While he's currently day-to-day, he has already been ruled out for Monday's game. I'm definitely a little bit concerned about Bryce Harper right now, coming off of the Tommy John surgery and experiencing a back injury. However, we have to wait until we have more information on this. I wouldn't be panicking too much on Bryce Harper, given the upside, until we have more information. In other first base news, Jared Walsh, blast from the past, has started the past 6 consecutive games at either first base or DH for the Texas Rangers. Those that remember Jared Walsh would know that he had 29 home runs, a .277 average, and a .126 WRC plus with the Los Angeles Angels in 2021. Being another year removed from surgery for thoracic outlet syndrome, this could be a bounce back year for Jared Walsh. We know that Nate Lowe will be opening the season on the IL as well as Corey Seager, so there will be playing time there, especially at first base. Obviously, we've got youngsters like Justin Foscue and Wyatt Langford in the mix, especially given that both of them will likely see reps at DH. However, the upside with Jared Walsh is clear if he's able to take over the role. Texas Rangers could use another left-handed hitter in the heart of the lineup, so keep an eye on Jared Walsh. Sticking with the first base position, Joey Votto had a mixed bag of a weekend as he homered in his first game of spring training on Sunday, but then unfortunately rolled his right ankle. He was pulled for the game, and right now Blue Jays are treating this as a precautionary injury, according to Hazel May. But this is definitely an unfortunate start to Joey Votto's tenure with his hometown Toronto Blue Jays. Moving over to second base. Small update on the Boston Red Sox as Vaughn Grissom will be out until mid to late April with a groin injury. Nothing we really didn't know already here, just quick update on the timeline. Big news at second base this week, however, comes from the Baltimore Orioles, as we are starting to get a bit more clarity on the playing time situation in this infield. Jordan Westbrook has been playing primarily at third base after spending the bulk of his playing time at second base last season, with Jackson Holliday sliding into the second base role. Holliday is also spending some time at shortstop, with Connor Norby staying in the mix. However, it's much more likely that Connor Norby and Kobe Mayo will be staying in the mix for the DH role that I'll be talking about a little bit later on in the podcast. And one final note on second base, just a friendly reminder. Don't forget, as we are in the thick of draft season right now, Xander Bogaerts will be playing second base for the San Diego Padres. I meant to mention this last week on the podcast. It will take him about 10 games, depending on the scoring settings of your league. But definitely take a look at those and see just how long it will take, as many people may find that within the first 2 weeks to 3 weeks of the season, Xander Bogaerts will be popping up with second base eligibility. So just something to keep in mind as you're moving throughout draft season. Over at third base, the big news will be J.D. Davis signing with the Oakland A's, where he will instantly take over the hot corner and could see some playing time hitting behind Ryan Noda, Zach Geloff, and Brent Rooker. Obviously, the Oakland A's are not a dangerous lineup that anyone's going to be particularly concerned about. But if he does wind up hitting in the fourth spot behind three, you know, pretty talented above average hitters, there's definitely some value to be had here, especially given that his current ADP in NFBC is 617. That's going completely undrafted in most leagues. So definitely something to keep an eye on, as you may be able to take advantage. Staying at third base, DJ LeMahieu fouled the ball off his left foot. X-rays came back clean, but he will be staying in Tampa Bay to get some treatment on Sunday. As I mentioned earlier in the podcast with Bryce Harper and Will Smith, this is not something that I'd be overly concerned about yet. We need to wait for the results of his treatment and allow the team to give us further information on the situation as it unfolds, but definitely something worth monitoring here. Not much news over at the shortstop position this week. It's been a relatively quiet week for infielders, although with some of the injury news here, that may not be a bad thing. Over at shortstop, Jackson Merrill has been announced to be the Padres' opening day center fielder. But, like I mentioned with Xander Bogaerts, it's important to note he does enter the season eligible at shortstop. Those looking for a shortstop should definitely be keeping a very close eye on Jackson Merrill, as his ADP is already starting to rise, currently sitting at 358 since the start of spring training. Moving over to the outfield, Aaron Judge hit off a tee and did some soft toss work on Saturday, but is not seeing game action just yet. When asked to comment on Judge's status, manager Aaron Boone said, "I'm not going to predict anymore. I'm not worried about it. We'll see." Which personally I think is about the most New York answer you can give to the status of one of the most talented players in the game of baseball right now. However, I can understand where Aaron Boone's coming from. At this point, there's only so much that can be done in spring training, especially as the team doesn't want to risk exaggerating anything further. I think a cautionary wait-and-see approach with Aaron Judge, you know, as I mentioned, one of the game's brightest stars, is definitely the right call here. Definitely not being biased at all by the fact that I have many Aaron Judge shares already this season. Kyle Schwarber was scratched on Wednesday. He's currently day-to-day with groin tightness. Another situation worth monitoring, but again, I wouldn't be panicking in drafts just yet. Meanwhile, another injury that I am slightly more worried about is Josh Lowe, as it has been announced that he won't make the opening day roster with a grade 1 oblique strain. Josh Lowe will be opening the season on the IL, and it creates a bit of an interesting situation here in Tampa Bay, as Richie Palacios has played 6 out of the past 7 games, and has taken reps at second base even as well. He's about the Tampa Bay Rays are clearly keen to get into this lineup and probably stands to be the biggest beneficiary of Josh Lowe missing some time here. But also keep an eye on Harold Ramirez as well, as he showed last year just how much power he has and what he's capable of doing when the Rays give him a chance to start. Out in Cincinnati, TJ Friedl sprained his right wrist and will be missing at least 3 to 4 weeks, as he will be reevaluated in that time. We talked last week about Noelvi Marte missing time with a suspension, and I think Spencer Steer and Jonathan India's stock continues to rise even further with the news that TJ Friedl will also be taken out of the mix here for playing time. But also keep a close eye on Will Benson, and I know Calla mentioned last week Jake Fraley as well. Over in Boston, Alex Cora is hopeful that Tyler O'Neill can return on Tuesday. He's been struggling with a calf injury and is currently questionable as to whether or not he will be on the opening day roster. This is another situation that I'm going to be monitoring very closely, as this could open up room for both Willier Abreu and Seden Rafaela to wind up with some regular playing time, at least to start the season, alongside Jaron Duran in that outfield. Given their current ADP, Abreu currently going around pick 517 and Rafaela going around pick 395 since the start of spring training, these are two players that I'm definitely keeping a very close eye on. This is a very young outfield with quite a bit of power, and we know just how that kind of power can play in Fenway, but also a good amount of stolen bases as well. So if you're looking for a nice power-speed combo late in your drafts, keep an eye on Willier Abreu and Seden Rafaela, as both could be starting the season with regular playing time. Tommy Edman will be shut down for at least a week and will begin the season on the IL, struggling with a right wrist injury. And also sticking in St. Louis, Lars Nootbaar has been struggling with a rib injury and is to be reevaluated on the weekend, as he may need a possible IL stint as well. I just mentioned in Boston how there is some good young sources of stolen bases available and worth monitoring to see what happens in the outfield. And I think we've got another very similar situation here as well, as Alec Burleson is likely the biggest beneficiary of this news. But if both Edman and Nootbaar do wind up missing time, that could also open up room for Dylan Carlson and potentially even Victor Scott II as well, as Carlson and Scott have been fighting for the center field role in spring training so far, and both have actually seen quite a fair share of playing time in the leadoff spot. Keep a very close eye on this situation, as we all know that Dylan Carlson has been a popular pick to be a post-hype sleeper during spring training, and Victor Scott II comes in as a sort of pre-hype sleeper right now, especially given the fact that he stole 94 bases in the minor leagues last year. That's right, 94 stolen bases. That is a lot. So this is definitely a player worth keeping an eye on, as he makes good contact, is a low strikeout rate. So far through spring training, he has 4 strikeouts to 4 walks, a 367 average, and 4 stolen bases. So if Victor Scott winds up getting the playing time, he could definitely be another good source of speed late in your drafts. And as I mentioned, if you're willing to take the chance on Dylan Carlson as a post-hype sleeper, it's definitely worth monitoring this situation to see who winds up being the starting center fielder for the St. Louis Cardinals. Speaking of post-hype sleepers, Atlanta has signed Adam Duvall to a 1-year deal, likely forcing Gerard Kelenic into a platoon. Gerard Kelenic is currently going at an ADP of 221, Duvall 577. Folks, this is one where I'd definitely be fading Gerard Kelenic right now. I know there was already some concerns about him and his swing coming into this season. Now with Duvall likely forcing him into a platoon, and Michael Harris and Ronald Acuna, who I've been told may be good baseball players as well in that outfield, I think this would be the time to start fading or selling on Gerard Kelenic, depending on your situation, and to be buying on Adam Duvall. We saw at the start of last season, he definitely still has some pop left in this bat. So given those ADPs, again, 221 for Kelenic, 577 for Duvall, I'm definitely fading Kelnick and buying in on Adam Duvall wherever I can. And before we get into some pitching talk, we're going to take a quick break.
The all-new season of Futurama is streaming on Hulu.
That's great, but I have to warn you, it's completely brilliant.
The interplanetary hit is back.
The very survival of Earth is at stake.
Is everybody okay? Is anybody hurt?
Nobody's okay. Everybody's hurt.
Watch the all-new season of Futurama.
That's the best damn show I ever saw.
New episodes Mondays, streaming only on Hulu.
Hey there, I'm Brad. I'm about to win the Tuesday Night Bowling League Championship. I'm also a highway worker for the Ohio Department of Transportation. When you move over and slow down, you're making sure I can bowl the winning strike with my buddies.
Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. Now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
And we're back. So let's start off the starting pitching with, I think, the biggest news that everybody's probably been waiting for so far. Gerrit Cole will be out for about 10 to 12 weeks, according to surgeon Dr. Neil Eletrash, one of the top surgeons in the game. But it sounds like he may have avoided a more serious injury here. In the meantime, the New York Yankees are trying to decide who will fill the fifth spot in the rotation, with Clayton Beter, Luis Hill, Luke Weaver, and Will Warren all in the mix right now. Personally, I think this group is a very interesting one. One of the most interesting battles in spring training to keep an eye on. I know Roster Resource has Clayton Beter currently taking the fifth spot in this rotation, but Luis Hill has been excellent so far in spring training. And Luke Weaver, I know, had a nice little stretch there with the Yankees last year, only 13 innings. And definitely keep an eye on Will Warren as well. He's someone that might need a bit more seasoning in the minors right now, but I know Callan mentioned him last week as somebody to keep an eye on in New York, and Callan definitely knows his stuff when it comes to the Yankees. So frankly, keep an eye on all four of those names, and you know, if you decide to just take whichever one falls the latest in your drafts, I wouldn't blame you, as this is going to be a tough situation that we're going to need more information on before being able to know who's going to take the fifth spot in the rotation here. Kevin Gausman progressed to live batting practice this week as he works his way back from some shoulder fatigue. In an interview with Blue Jays beat reporter Keegan Matheson, manager John Schneider said, "We just want him to be good. And if that means 30 starts as opposed to 32, we'll be pretty happy with that." You know, like I was saying earlier about Judge, I think this sort of cautious wait and see approach with one of the top stars of the game is definitely the right call. At this point, it doesn't look like Kevin Gausman will be the opening day starter. However, he could debut as early as April 1st on the road against the Astros. And in the meantime, I think the name to keep an eye on that we've already talked a little bit about on this podcast is Bowden Francis. He's a young starting pitcher with the Toronto Blue Jays who has impressed in spring training and currently is sitting at an ADP of 652. So you're definitely not having to pay a steep price tag to take a flyer on Bowden Francis in the back end of this rotation, with Alek Manoah already slated to miss some time to start the season. In other news, Miami Marlins young ace Yuri Perez has been experiencing some elbow soreness this week and is set to visit one of the game's top surgeons, Dr. Keith Meister, in Texas. This, of all the news to come out of this week, is the one that I'm keeping the closest eye on. I'm not optimistic about Yuri Perez with this news breaking. After a quick dig through Twitter, Keith Meister has performed Tommy John surgeries for Sandy Alcantara, Felix Bautista, and Jackson Coar all quite recently. Of course, he's done other work as well, and it's entirely possible that this is just Miami being cautionary with one of their young superstar players. However, this doesn't bode well. This late in spring training to put a player on a plane to Texas and reach out to one of the top surgeons in the game of baseball, that's definitely going to be a red flag for me. Obviously, I am not a doctor. I don't play one on TV or on a podcast. However, I would be very concerned that this is a serious injury where Yuri will be missing some time, likely several months of the season. And, you know, knock on wood that, you know, this isn't the case, but he may be out for 2024. Meanwhile, that leaves the Miami Marlins' current rotation with Jesus Luzardo as the last man standing from the offseason, as well as AJ Puck, Ryan Weathers, Trevor Rogers, and one of either Yonny Chirinos or Max Meyer. Roster Resource currently has Yonny Chirinos slated to take the fifth spot, especially as Max Meyer does have several options left on his contract, as we've talked about before. So it's entirely possible that given his own injury history, the Marlins choose to have him starting the year in AAA before calling him up if one of Rogers or Yonny Chirinos or even Puck or Weathers struggles. However, I mentioned last week to keep an eye and put Max Meyer on your watch list. He's already risen up the pecking order quite quickly here. So I would also throw the names Dax Fulton and Patrick Monteverde, as at the rate the Miami Marlins are bleeding pitchers right now, we could see one or even both this season as well. The big trade news this week comes from the San Diego Padres and Chicago White Sox, as the White Sox traded Dylan Cease to the Padres for Drew Thorpe, Jairo Iriarte, Samuel Zavala, and Steven Wilson. Starting on the White Sox side here, Drew Thorpe could play in the majors this year, according to GM Chris Getz, and maybe even sooner rather than later, as Michael Kopech has been announced to be moving to the bullpen, which opens up a spot in the rotation. Currently, they have Nick Nastrini penciled in to be taking this spot, but Drew Thorpe is one of the top young arms in baseball, was recently a part of the Juan Soto trade, if you're wondering where you know that name from. So this is definitely something worth keeping an eye on. On the San Diego side, this now creates an interesting battle for the fifth spot in the rotation. Dylan Cease sliding in behind Yu Darvish and Joe Musgrove. Michael King is likely locked into the fourth spot there. However, this now creates one rotation spot left between Johnny Brito, Matt Waldron, and Randy Vasquez, which is certainly something worth keeping an eye on, as Johnny Brito and Matt Waldron have been two of the best young pitchers in baseball through spring training. So it's definitely going to be an interesting choice as to who San Diego decides to go with as the fifth starter here. Johnny Brito currently has an ADP of 605, while Matt Waldron is sitting at 730. So these are players going well outside the range of your average draft right now and are definitely players worth taking a flyer on if you're sorting through players like Bowden Francis or Cade Horton late in your drafts as just a late-round flyer. In other injury news, Cleveland Guardians young starter Gavin Williams will open the year on the IL. He recently went for an MRI, and the team reported that everything looked okay. However, he simply needs time to ramp up, as he's been battling with some elbow discomfort throughout spring training. Sticking with the theme of the podcast here right now, this leaves a fifth rotation spot up for grabs between Carlos Carrasco, Xavion Curry, and Ben Lively, formerly of the Cincinnati Reds. Obviously, Carlos Carrasco here is likely to be the player taking the job, as we know what he can do and has familiarity with the Cleveland Guardians, so he should slide in quite nicely at the back end of that rotation. Speaking of players getting a second chance with their former team, Tampa Bay Rays have signed Jake Odorizzi to a minor league contract with an invite to major league camp. With Taj Bradley opening the season on the IL due to a pec strain, Odorizzi should contend with Jacob Wagasbeck and Naoki Uesawa for the fifth spot in the Tampa Bay Rays rotation. of the three here, Naoki Urasawa is definitely the one that stands out to me. And I will be keeping a very close eye on throughout spring training and at the start of the season. Urasawa was a three-time All-Star in the NPB and has been working very closely with the Tampa Bay Rays pitching coaches to keep the ball up in the zone so far through spring training. In an interview recently, Kevin Cash emphasized how impressed he has been with Urasawa and specifically how built up he already is, having pitched at least 160 innings in each of the past three seasons. I think at this point, even if Urasawa doesn't wind up with the fifth spot here in Tampa Bay, he may wind up carving out a rotation spot sooner rather than later, especially as this Tampa Bay rotation has fallen off quite a bit recently and may need him to contribute. Houston Astros starter Jose Urquidy pulled himself from a start on Friday with right elbow pain, according to manager Joe Espada. While the Astros are sending him for further testing, it doesn't sound like Urquidy is set to miss more than a start or two in the rotation right now. However, a rumor has emerged that the Astros are looking at Blake Snell, as they currently have both J.P. France and Ronald Blanco holding down spots at the back of that rotation with Urquidy out. Obviously, we are quite late into spring training here at this point in time, so I think it's likely that Blake Snell is going to be signing with a team sooner rather than later. And these latest rumors about the Astros, Blake Snell at this point may just take what the Astros can offer him and decide to go play for a contending team. Shifting over to some bullpen conversation, we have an update on Devin Williams, the Milwaukee Brewers closer, as he will be out for about 3 months with two stress fractures in his back. It's worth noting Devin Williams pitched through some back soreness in September as well, and attempted to pitch through it as well in spring training before being sent for further testing. This is definitely something that concerns me with Devin Williams, given that this is something that has clearly been lingering throughout the offseason. Brewers manager Pat Murphy recently said, "I got this vision of this fireman's hat that we're passing on to different relievers every night when they spin the wheel after a victory." So it's likely going to be a bullpen by committee here in Milwaukee, with Joel Piamps, Abner Uribe, and Trevor McGill likely seeing the bulk of the saves. It's unfortunate, as this Milwaukee Brewers team is likely poised to take a step back this season, leaving plenty of save opportunities on the board. And we may not see one of these three relievers be in a clear-cut traditional closer role. It's quite likely that the fireman's hat in Milwaukee unfortunately handcuffs the value of Piamps, Uribe, and McGill. We also have some news coming out of the Red Sox bullpen, as Kenley Jansen threw a short bullpen session on Sunday and seems to be nearing a return. Jansen's ADP is currently sitting at 166, so I'd definitely be buying on Kenley Jansen right now, as he should be a valuable source of saves late in your draft. Sticking in the Red Sox bullpen, Josh Winkowski has been moved to the bullpen, according to manager Alex Cora. "We're going to transition him into the bullpen. He threw the ball well. We're going to keep him as a multi-inning guy. I don't envision him as a one-inning guy," Alex Cora said in a recent interview. This move likely confirms that Garrett Whitlock and Tanner Houck will take the final two rotation spots, as we expected. Although I think it's worth keeping an eye on Josh Winkowski, as in the same interview, Alex Cora even compared him to Houck and Whitlock in terms of the trajectory, as starting him out in a relief role, stretching him out, and giving him time before moving him into the rotation. So Winkowski could be a name worth keeping an eye on if one of Whitlock or Houck do struggle. And finally out in LA, Robert Stevenson might not be ready for opening day, according to manager Ron Washington. The team has run some tests and MRIs, and everything has seemed to come back positive. They are just waiting for the discomfort to subside. However, Carlos Estevez is already locked in as the closer in LA. Coming into spring training, Ron Washington said, "Right now, we've got him as a closer, so we don't need to talk about that." So it sounds like Carlos Estevez will have a chance to turn over a new leaf with a very fresh-looking Los Angeles Angels roster. I know he struggled a lot in the second half last season, but he seems to have his manager's confidence. So he will be fending off guys like Robert Stevenson and a favorite of mine, Ben Joyce, at least to start the season. And that's all I have for you guys today. Hopefully, Callum will be back next week. Don't forget to follow and subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow us on Twitter at OutsideTheBoxPL. If you aren't already a member, make sure to check out PL Plus and join our Discord. I know as a moderator, we've had a ton of traffic and ton of new members coming into the Discord with the start of the regular season just around the corner now. This is a great time to be jumping into PL Plus and joining our community as we break down all of the news I've talked on the podcast and so much more and so many other fun topics with everything from Dungeons and Dragons to curling as well. So definitely make sure that you get inside the PL Plus Discord if you haven't already. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back next week. Hopefully, Callum will be all rested up, and we'll be back with another new episode next Monday. Hope you all have a great week.
School is back, and Dick's Sporting Goods has what you need to win your year. Shop the hottest styles from the best brands like Nike, Jordan, FP Movement, Adidas, and Stanley. Stop by your local store or visit dicks.com for fast shipping. Now you're ready to win your year.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.